No, I cannot hear the child upstairs jumping up and down.
Oh, that's good. Because you're the one that's the audio Nazi and can hear everything.
I don't know. Have we done enough Big Fatty opening? I don't think we've done a Big Fatty.
Big Fatty opening. You said it.
I know. I shouldn't have said it. Sorry. What are we doing? We've lost momentum.
I haven't lost momentum.
Oh, okay.
You basically mocked me for my fears.
You know, that's what I do here on your show, is I mock
you're
you.
A real psychologist, aren't you?
Because I do. I feel like it's your show. And so I'm just here. I'm like Ed McMahon. I'm the, you know, I sit on the couch. I scoot down when the guests arrive.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Have we done enough Big Fatty opening? I don't think we've done a Big Fatty.
Big Fatty opening. You said it.
I know. I shouldn't have said it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 867 of the BFO for Friday, the 27th of March, 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, it's Big Fatty's first report from San Francisco, and their voice letters, yes. Yeah, Gussie, hi everyone. I hope your Friday is going well, y'all. You know, when you do think of the San Francisco, you do think of the K-Sara-Sara. But y'all, I just couldn't bring myself to play that old nugget from that Doris Day. You know, she's infirmed now, y'all. She's you know, she's probably just sitting around filling her diapers, you know. But, you know, it happens to the best of us, y'all. There are those in Walnut Hills that are doing the same. Big Fatty, we know that. Please don't bring that up. We're having Cheerios. So, anyway. But, y'all, I decided to play a little K-Sara-Sara for you today while Big Fatty is out here. Because, y'all, coming up tomorrow on Saturday, we may be hearing this over at the Kok Bar. That's the K-O-K Bar. When we're going to have the Bay Area meet and greet at 5 p.m. in the afternoon at the Kok Bar. Y'all, I know that the Rice for Fur Spuds, that's Daryl from the Virginias, he'll be up there. The Seda 69. We are going to have Pete from San Francisco. We are going to have Logan. Ant, I'm assuming Ant will be there. And y'all, it seems like there's somebody else. Oh yeah, Big Party is going to be there too. But y'all, everybody, and maybe that Eric West, you know, he's one of my straight listeners from out here. But y'all, if I've missed your name, or if I don't know, if you're going to just surprise Big Fatty, maybe that's it. Just surprise Big Fatty by showing up. That would be lovely. Just lovely. But come on by. We're going to have, I know who else. Larkin. Larkin is going to be there. So, I knew there was somebody else. Big Fatty, you always forget the most important people. But, anyway, y'all come on by the Kok Bar. It's on Folsom Street. And we'll be there at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, that is Brofkus from the Sears Fine Foods. On the road where the cable cars go up, y'all, it's a San Francisco landmark restaurant. And Big Fatty had the scrambled eggs and the cone beef hash and the hash brown potatoes and the silver dollar pancakes. Oh, it was lovely. Just lovely.
5 minute with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Kevin and Danbury, actually Kevin and Danbury in Vegas,
and Brian,
and Brian, and the lesbians, and we just went shopping at the Vons. Hear that? Yes. We spent $52.82, and we saved $14.01. 21% savings at the Vons with the club card. Yay! Hope you're well.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all did, that is the Danbury's, and evidently they were hanging around some lesbians. So, you know, there were four lesbians. Ah, Freddy, that's a good one. But, y'all, they're on a little vacay to the land of the buffet out there in Las Vegas. Y'all, maybe they're trying to find a place to stay in September for the Pride 48 because that Daniel Bieber, who you heard at the beginning of today's show, y'all, he's evidently dragging his lead feet. Maybe he's got a club foot or something. Ah, Big Fatty, a club foot. That's lovely. But, y'all, they are out there in the Vegas on a little holiday. And, y'all, who knew that there was a Vons out there? Y'all, I only thought there was one Vons. Well, there's only one Vons that matters out there in that Walnut Hills. Yes, Big Fatty. And, y'all, speaking of Walnut Hills.
Hey, Fatty, it's your new number one non-fan, Gooch.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Vera's taking a bacon nap after his two breakfasts at Henry's, so I wanted to take a minute to thank you again for our 10 pounds of Jelly Bellies, the See's candy, the Jif, and for breakfast today, too. I love you, Fatty. You're welcome back anytime. And, oh, Jesus, Vera's drooling again. I gotta go mop up the drool. So, talk to you soon. Love you. Thanks again. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, well, it's nice to know one person out there in Walnut Hills appreciate. appreciate the efforts of Big Fatty and Miss West, but, you know, others. Oh, I have suppressed it in my memory. I don't know what you're talking about. And, y'all, you know, it's such a lame, y'all, it's as lame a storyline as that BJ in Mississippi and that volcano mug. Y'all, it's just lame. It's just sad. It is just sad. But y'all, something that isn't sad. But Myron, thank you so much for calling. That was awfully nice of you. And I pity you. Maybe you could get one of those, like a drool bucket or something to help, and, you know, just empty it 2 or 3 times a day or something like that. I don't know. You know, she'll be wearing those diapers you bought for Hubert before you know it. Although, you know, those aren't going to hold very much. Never mind. Don't even waste your time with those. Y'all, something else that's going on this weekend is up there in the Chicagos. And, y'all, you know that Miss Lauren will be going over to the International Mr. Leather because, y'all, that's how she do. That's how she do. Y'all, she loves to go and see all of the good pwn and all that kind of stuff. But, y'all, somebody else who is going to be at IML this weekend is the one and only Mr. Michigan Leather 2011. Yes!
Hey, Big Fatty. This is Dave, also known as Mr. Michigan Leather for 2011. Just saying that I'm happy you survived the rapture. And I'm on my way right now to Chicago to compete at IML. And I'm looking forward to meeting your representative from your horror group. Have a great day. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is Dave, Mr. Michigan Leather. And Dave, I think I speak on behalf of all the BFO listeners. Good luck up there at the IML, and I hope you do well in the little competition. And, or not so little competition, but y'all, it's a hootenanny and a half up there. And y'all, this is the first year that ginger bear, the ginger bear will be up there. And y'all, God only knows what he'll be doing. And yes, Big Friday, he loves to go to the, big chicks with dicks or something like that. So, that's vulgar. But anyway, maybe by the end of the weekend, he'll have a club foot. Big Freddy, this show makes no sense. So what else is new? And y'all, speaking of making no sense.
Hey, Big Freddy, I'm just resting on my vacation and doing next to nothing and shopping online. And I'm actually... shopping on soy candles by Phoebe's, and I'm ordering those little squares that you can melt, and they smell up your whole house. And I don't know when the last time you ordered any candles or anything from Mike, but he's got some really cool scents over here. There's one called Whiskers. Oh, dang it, now I lost my page. I don't know if I'm looking at the right page, but there's one called Puppy's Breath, and, well, we have two dogs, and I don't know what he's thinking, but I don't think I want any Puppy's Breath. I'm definitely going to buy my Butt Naked one because that is one of my favorites. So anyway, I'm just ordering some candles and ordering some of those little melty squares that go in that little light thing. So, goodbye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that is the one and only Miss Kathy. And y'all, it's always nice. It's always nice when you're doing your online shopping to just call the BFO and just say, Big Friday, I just thought I'd let you know I'm ordering some candles. And I'm not going to order the one that's entitled Puppy Breath, but I am going to order the one called Butt Naked because I'd much rather smell a naked butt than a puppy's breath. Y'all, I don't get it. And Whiskers, I bet it smells like an old-fashioned barber shop. Or some a shaving mug. Maybe it smells like Old Spice. Oh, dear Gussie, we love the Old Spice. Y'all, to be quite honest, I was looking through my e-letters, and y'all had eight. I had eight phone messages here to the BFO, and I thought, dear Gussie, I got to play some of these. But y'all, four of them were from credit agencies telling me they were able to help me with my credit problems. Y'all, I had no idea I had credit problems, but y'all, all of these have started since making an appearance at the Walnut Hills home. And y'all, evidently, they have a way of getting your phone number, and y'all, that's how they just go out after the elderly. So they think that anyone who's visiting Walnut Hills is going to be elderly, and y'all, they go after them like vultures, like just vultures. But y'all, I've got one last call that I want to play for you today, but before I play it, I've got to play this.
It's now time to blow it out with Big Fat.
I want you to get mad. You've got to get mad.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take this anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Melinda.
Hi, Miss Melinda.
I called to blow it out.
Oh, dear Gussie. Okay, we're ready.
Because
okay, what is it?
This is one way I can just let it all
oh,
go.
Oh, just let it all go.
I know listens to this show.
Oh, okay. I listen.
I just want to say, dear people
yes.
who can't wait to fucking correct someone,
oh.
you suck,
oh.
and I fucking hate you.
Oh.
And if you were really doing anything with your fucking life, you wouldn't have the time to oh. see that I was doing something wrong oh. and correct me.
Oh.
So, fuck you. I hope you get horrible anal fissures
oh.
and have to have that horrible surgery
oh.
to relieve them. You're a bad person.
Oh.
You deserve it.
Oh, dear Gussie.
Now, shut up.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Dear Gussie, y'all, I'm not sure what put Miss Melinda over the edge, but dear Gussie, indeed, and whoever it is, I hope your anal fissures surgery goes well, but y'all, I think that's the first time I've heard someone wish anal fissures on someone. Miss Melinda, I hope you're feeling better, and I'm looking forward to seeing you again out there in Vegas. Y'all, speaking of Vegas, there was a very disturbing Twitty on the Twitty over the weekend, and y'all, quite frankly, I'm a little worried because that Miss Kathy, y'all, she says, I'm canceling my plane reservation to Las Vegas. Y'all, I hope that's not the case. But anyway, we'll try to get more information on that. Y'all, before the time gets away from me, I'm going to do my last scratch-off that was given to me by Melissa the Confused. Not Miss Melinda, but Melissa the Confused. And y'all, this one is in the money. All cash prizes are $3 and above. All I have to do is match any of my 10 numbers to the winning numbers, and I'll win that prize if I uncover a 5X symbol, I automatically win 5 times that prize. If I uncover a money bag symbol, I automatically win all 10 prizes. Y'all, let's just take a look here and see what the winning numbers are. The first winning number is 26. Y'all, dear Gussie, that's one of Big Fatty's lucky numbers. And y'all, the second one is 21. Was that 21 or 27? Let me just look over here. It's 21. All right, y'all, let's check and see what Big Fatty's numbers are. The first one is a 22, not a winner. Then there's a number 7, no winner there. Then there's a number 31, not a winner, Big Fatty. Then there's a 16, no winner there. Then there's a number 15, not a winner. And then we've got a number 8, no winner there. A number 13, not a winner. A number 28, not a winner. Y'all, that looks like a 26 sometimes, but it's a 28. A number 29, no winner there. And y'all, the last one, oh, dear Gussie, it was a number 25. So, y'all, that one was not a winner. But, y'all, I will tell you that I cashed in the 2 winning cards. And, y'all, I have 16 additional dollars in my pocketbook today because of the lovely Melissa the Confused and her mama. Y'all, on Thursday, the Nip and I, we got out and did a little running around. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, we went to the Sears Fine Foods. And y'all, if you want to know more about that, go to Sears Fine Foods and goggle that. And look for it up there in the San Francisco. And then we went over to the Apple Snack Store. And y'all, we had a nice young man help Big Fatty with his iPhone problems. And y'all, it looks like we may be going back later this week to get the Nip an IMAX. So we'll just have to see about that. And then y'all, of course, Wednesday night, that was a horror event. And y'all, there's a horror event Thursday night too. So I'm sure I'll have plenty to report to you about different openings.
Have we done enough Big Fatty opening? I don't think we've done a Big Fatty.
Big Fatty opening. You said it.
I know. I shouldn't have said it.
Oh, dear Gussie. Boy, are there a lot of openings here in San Fran.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.